Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
It's that time again.
Something told me to turn on the radio.
It's showtime!
This is great. It's a nice break.
This guy, Todd.
Monday through Friday.
Getting restless.
5 to 7.
All right, I'm listening.
Let's start the show.
It's the Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call me now, 937-457-1290.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Now listen carefully, because this could change your life. Floss every day, eat plenty of fresh fruit, and never, ever text a photo of a body part that dangles. You're welcome.
I needed some Betty White today. It is the Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. We got the live stream up and running on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch tonight on the show. A lot of stuff to talk about. What's the most valuable thing you've ever lost? Like, tangible item. Think about that. I got a story that goes with it. Also, Cat Lady Hall of Fame. Got a great story about a cat lady. Not a great story, but wow, she got a lot of cats. And speaking of cats, we have tickets to give away to see the Stray Cats. They're going to be at the Rose Music Center on August 12th. So that's all coming up tonight on the show. But first, we're going to get things started. Yeah, we've got an idiot of the week.
You are a stupid, stupid idiot!
Comes from upbringing. Parents are probably idiots, too.
Idiot! Imbecile pig!
Wake up, idiot!
Silly dilly dilfio. I'm an idiot.
Yeah, that's true.
And I probably timed this incorrectly, so I apologize, Ron. You're not the idiot, I swear. I wanted to bring you into this, and I should have brought you in first and then introduced Idiot of the Week. So I am sorry.
It's quite a close proximity there.
It was. It totally was.
But do you want to just start the show over again and just do it all over again and try it one more time?
You know, I'll tell you why I'm a little off. Because and technology is crazy, right? Technology, things go wrong.
Right.
The computer that has all my sound effects died.
Oh.
An hour before the show.
Oh, my.
Well, not the computer itself, but like all of my pages of all my sound effects gone.
Oh.
So I had to rebuild real quickly. So I was pulling stuff out of my OneDrive to re-sort of put things together. And a couple of the, like, if I just play people that listen to the show with any regularity, this, just listen. It sounds different. It's a different sound. It's a different version.
I noticed that right off.
Yeah, and it kind of screwed me up a little bit. I was like, what am I hearing? So anyway, I'm off kilter. So here's the question, and I wanted to bring you in on this conversation, Ron, because it's sports related, and I know you're a big sports guy, more so than I am. And I know that, of course, you know the Kelce brothers, right? You know Jason. And Travis, he's the one who's dating Madonna, right?
dating Madonna.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's Taylor Swift. My bad.
You completely threw me off.
Yeah. My bad.
I'm like, wait a minute. I don't know who's dating Madonna. What?
So, Jason Kelce, he's a former Philadelphia Eagles player.
Yes.
He was in a Super Bowl. He won a Super Bowl.
Yes.
Yes, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, the other day, he was doing a podcast with his brother. They have a podcast called, I think, The Heights.
Mm-hmm.
And Jason admitted on the show that during their recent visit to Cincinnati, because they did their live, they did a podcast, they did it live down there. They had a show.
Mm-hmm.
And during the podcast, one of the competitions that they had, I guess they play these games, you know, have guests come on and do crazy stunts and different things like that. They were doing something at the University of Cincinnati's Fifth Third Arena called Lombaby Games. I don't know why it's Lombaby, but that's what they called it. It consists of college athletes facing off against academics, I guess. Athletes against academics.
Academics.
And a series of competitions. And one of the competitions included contestants searching small swimming pools. Now, I didn't see pictures of this. I didn't see video of it. I'm guessing it's like one of those little pools that you might get for your little kids.
Little kiddie pool.
Or your doggies.
Yeah.
Or your wife if you can't afford an actual swimming pool.
Yeah.
Like me. Mm. But they filled these little pools with Skyline chili.
Hmm.
All right? Like just three-way. So you got the chili, you got the spaghetti, and I'm guessing cheese.
That's still a lot of chili.
It is a lot of chili. A lot of chili. But here was the competition. The competition was to find something that was hidden inside the pools of spaghetti.
Mm.
Okay? Now, on the surface, I can sort of see the attraction to this. It's messy. It's fun.
People like it.
People like it. You know, that's why people love going to bars for mud wrestling. Very, very popular these days.
True.
Every bar. No. Remember when mud wrestling used to be very popular?
It was many years ago.
It was many years
ago. It was, kids. It really was.
It fell out of favor.
Yeah, sure did.
So
along with roller derby.
That's roller derby's still popular.
Is it?
Don't get me started on that right now.
Okay, sorry.
That's okay. Yeah. We'll come back to that later.
Okay.
So they were trying to find this hidden item inside these giant spaghetti pools.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what item they were trying to find?
They're trying to find one of the Kelseys.
No. Something smaller than that.
Oh, okay.
They were trying to find Jason's Super Bowl ring.
So he offered this up to be
found? Yes. Yes. He offered it up. They put it in these giant swimming pools of spaghetti and chili and whatnot. And the competition was see who can find the Super Bowl ring first. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the problem. They couldn't find it.
They went through all the chili and
They couldn't find it at all. So they're like, well, that's odd. It's got to be in there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they put in some decoys, like maybe plastic rings or a keychain, you know, just something that people would think, Oh, that's not it. You know, that kind of thing. So these competitors couldn't find it. And that's fine. Okay, they couldn't find it. No winners. But afterwards, after the competition was over, they still couldn't find it.
Hmm.
They even had one of the podcast interns search the pool of chili with a shovel the next day. And they still couldn't find it.
Kind of like panning for gold.
Yes, yeah. Exactly, because there's gold and there's diamonds and gems. You know, this is a Super Bowl ring.
Whoa.
This is a ring that was probably worth, I don't know how much they're worth, 50 grand?
A lot.
They're worth a lot. Yeah. And I mean, I have some, but they're fake. Mm. They didn't cost that much by any stretch. But they couldn't find it. So they pulled out a metal detector. Well, apparently, and this will make you think twice the next time maybe you go for a three-way.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Skyline Chili has trace amounts of iron in it. So the metal detector was worthless.
Oh, no.
Right. You know, it was just worthless. Now, I guess the spaghetti pool got poured out. Thrown in the dumpster.
So they threw and they didn't, away
I guess
the
they,
food.
They didn't know. They didn't know that that had happened, right?
Okay.
So it's like they're searching for the ring. That's one camp. They're looking for the ring. The other camp is we got to get this crappy chili that's been sitting here for 3 days out of here.
So the people cleaning up didn't get the message.
Right. Right.
Okay.
So according to Jason Kelce, he has lost his Super Bowl ring. After it was tossed, I guess, into a dumpster
with
somewhere.
Some chili.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he says that he's going to have a replacement ring made.
Ever happen to Tom Brady?
I don't. I think he's lost track of all of his rings.
There's wait so a minute. Many I only of have them. Five here.
That's right. Where did I put that last one? I don't know. It's in my sock drawer somewhere. Maybe the ex has it.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
So that's pretty idiotic. I mean, I understand the premise, wanting to do a competition like that. You know, let's find this weird thing. I get it. As a radio guy, I get it. It's like I remember, you know, hiding tickets to a concert in a baggie, you know, zipped it up in a Ziploc, yeah. And we hid it in something, you know, and people had to find it. So I get it, but I don't... Super Bowl ring, I'm not sure I would part with that.
That's, yeah.
Yeah. So that was the question is, like, have you ever lost something valuable, like a tangible item?
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking, like, the only thing that I can recall that I really lost that scarred me was a binder full of baseball cards when I was a kid. I collected baseball cards like many kids. And I had a binder of baseball cards, and I took them to school. And there were some valuable cards in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't lose them. I mean, technically, somebody stole them. But they're gone. They were gone, and I never saw them again.
Man.
And I remember I was devastated, just devastated.
Right.
I still am devastated by it. But that's probably the most valuable thing that I've ever lost. Like, I've not lost jewelry or gold. I mean, I did lose my wedding band, but I found it a couple of years later in a couch.
Mm-hmm.
So how about you? Did you lose anything?
Mine was classic. You know, when I moved out to join the Army, my mom threw a bunch of my toys away. And I had, like, Star Wars stuff from the early 80s.
Yeah.
And I remember having these, they were small toys. But there was a special line of like micro machines, or whatever. So the small toys,
right?
But they came out between The Empire Strikes Back and The Return of the Jedi, and they were very early on to promote the third movie in the list. Only the third movie in the list at that time was about to be called Revenge of the Jedi.
That's right.
And so the labels on the box promoted Revenge in very clear lettering.
Ooh, very rare.
And those are extremely rare, very pricey, no doubt, today. And they are gone into the ether. God only knows where they are.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Well, somebody now on the live stream, a couple people have mentioned it, that... that somebody found the ring and kept it. So I didn't get that part of the story. Maybe that's it. But
is that like a foul ball? You know, whatever.
Yeah,
you,
I don't know.
You get to take it home or
hey,
what?
I found it, man. It's mine.
Hey, I found it in the chili. It's mine.
It was in a pool of spaghetti. So, all right. Well, if you got something that you lost of value like that, I'd love to hear it. I'd love to hear your story. 937-457-1290.
It's the Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Well, he has quite the reputation.
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Back here on the Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. Talking about the most valuable thing you've ever lost. Former Eagles Super Bowl star Jason Kelce announced the other day that during an event in Cincinnati, he lost his Super Bowl ring and a giant vat of Skyline chili. I guess, though, people are now saying that someone found it and kept it, but the question remains, what's the most valuable thing you've lost? And for Ron down in the studio, somebody just sent me a picture of a Revenge of the Jedi Slave Princess Leia action figure for $400. So all your Revenge of the action figures. Dave in Trotwood. Hey, Dave. Or Bob. I'm sorry, Bob. My bad.
Well, you can call me Dave if you want. That's fine. I don't know how much this actually counts because I never had it in my possession, but back in the 90s, one of the large soda companies was running a promotion where they had words inside their box, and you had to cut these words out and collect them up.
I kind of remember that, yeah.
And you had to compare it to a game board. Well, we had gotten some of the words. I had the word in one box. The words was as if.
Okay.
And I didn't have the game board. And I went to work, and I came back, and I picked that thing up on the way home a couple days later, and I saw it was on there, and it was for this Jeep. You won the Jeep with those two words.
Oh,
and
wow.
So I got home, and I said to my wife, I said, well, we won this Jeep. I said, where are those things?
Oh, no.
And she said, well, I was cleaning up in the kitchen, and I threw them away.
Oh.
So, well, yeah. You know, that kind of hurt. But I figured, it didn't really lose anything. It didn't make a good story, so that always
right,
worked.
Right. Still married?
You know. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been married for 40 years.
Well, that's awesome.
Hey, listen, we split everything 50-50. She cooks, I eat. See,
I gotcha. It works out well. Thank you, Bob. Yes. I appreciate your call. 937-457-1290. Coming up, we got a Hall of Fame cat lady.
What am I listening to now?
What is this?
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
It's a radio show. It's entertainment.
Fill it up, punk.
T-O.
Double D.
H. Oh.
Double L.
S. T. I can remember that.
Locally grown, seriously funny.
I'm puzzled by the whole thing.
On WHIO.
Everybody, could I have your attention, please?
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Now, hold on, dummy. Just you listen to me.
Now, listen to me carefully.
You boys got something to say to me? Why don't you talk into the microphone?
It's The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call me at 457-1290.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Start the car.
You crashed your car.
In local news, a spectacular car crash.
Car. House car.
Back here on the Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7, where we add another car to a building. Happened earlier today in Beaver Creek. It was the Beaver Creek Family Physicians on Meadow Ridge. I know where that is. That's right by the McDonald's. Shout out to Dave and Taryn for sending pictures. Now, I'm putting this down on the list as number 43. Now, last night we had a report of an incident in Kettering. And I take the report at face value, but I don't have any confirmation. I don't know exactly what happened. I don't exactly know where it occurred. So if we get that information between now and whenever, we may adjust the numbers. But right now, we're at 43 for sure. So if you're keeping track, you can follow along on our official tally of cars crashing into buildings, brought to you by the good folks at Tires Unlimited. And you can check out the list on my Facebook if you want to keep track. And you can also check out Tires Unlimited. They've got two locations, one in Moraine and a new location up in Troy. 937-457-1290. Dave in New Carlisle. What's up, Dave?
What's happening, Todd?
How are you, man?
Not too bad. I got something that kind of ties in to the Super Bowl ring.
So something of value that you lost, something tangible.
Correct. Something, it's sports memorabilia, so... 1990, remember the Reds went to the World Series.
That's right.
Correct, yeah.
That's right. Yeah. What do they call it? They were in first place the whole season?
Yeah.
I forget what it's called, but they swept the A's.
I'm very vague on the season because I was such a wee man at that time.
I gotcha.
But my father had taken me to Red game, and I had a... Cincinnati World Series onesie. It was almost a onesie.
Okay.
And it was signed by all the players.
Oh, my gosh.
So I had the 1990 Reds World Series signatures on a little man's, wee man's shirt that I had lost.
Oh,
somewhere
no.
Along the lines of 20 years. But, yeah, it's disappeared.
That has to be probably one of the more unusual autograph items that somebody might have in their collection. Usually it's a ball or a glove or a bat or a uniform. That's very unique.
Well, I got a two part.
Oh, okay. Let's hear the other.
Do you remember, you know where Trader's World's at, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You remember the Elks Club? It's like a country club, the golf course and whatever.
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah. Anyways, there's an autograph, time where the Reds would go there and you could swim and get autographs and stuff.
Oh, wow.
I took a ball and I had Marty Brenneman, I had Chris Sabo, Ken Griffey Sr. was there. I had all their signatures on a ball. But me being a wee man as well, I played with it.
You used the ball.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's a scene out of Sandlot.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's crazy. So. All right, Dave. Well, I appreciate it. 937-457-1290. Maybe a more unusual item, an autographed item from a professional athlete. Just a thought. Jockstrap. Maybe. Somebody out there does. You know that. Somebody out there has a jock autographed by some professional sports player, I'm sure. We got a crazy cat lady story.
I just want to hug all of them, but I can't hug every cat.
Love this song so much.
Can't hug every cat. So anyway, I am a cat lover and I love to run. I'm sorry I'm thinking about cats again. I really love cats.
Well, this is a crazy cat lady story from Minnesota. And unfortunately, it has to do with, animal hoarding. Minnesota woman is facing 10 felony counts for mistreatment of animals after cops and Humane Society officials rescued. Are you ready for this? 124 cats from her house. 124. Cops say they first became aware of the home back in February because of an incident of illegal dumping. Apparently somebody was dumping cat poop. Like they were just, taking it out in bags and dumping it. So they were trying to figure out who it was. They set up some hidden cameras. They caught a guy doing it. And he told them that the bags of cat poop came from his girlfriend's house. So they went and investigated. They could smell it from 30 feet away. They didn't even go to the front door. They could smell it. She wasn't there, so they returned a week or so later. They had a warrant. They went inside. And it was just, it's just disgusting. You can imagine what it is. On the floors, on the walls, on the furniture. It was awful. And they recovered 96 cats from inside the house. And then a week later, they went back and they took the rest. 124 cats. Now, here's a question. One, that's obviously an illness. That is a mental illness. We all know that. Animal hoarding, really of any sort, is a mental illness. 100%. And these people need treatment. But I have to say that if I had met my wife and she told me, when I met my wife, she said, hey, I've got some cats. I'd be like, oh, well, how many? If she said 124 or over 100 or over a dozen, we wouldn't be boyfriend and girlfriend. So this guy, whoever was taking his girlfriend's cat's poop, that is quite the boyfriend. That is somebody that will stick with you through thick and thin. Because there's just no way. There's no way. And you could never go to the house to visit her. She'd have to come to see you. Which would also not be great because I'm sure she smelled like cats. Ugh. Tracy in West Carrollton. Hey, Tracy.
Hi.
Hey.
So this might be old news by this point, but you were looking for confirmation in Kettering, vehicle into building.
Well, we had a report last night during the show that somebody is, I guess, an older gentleman, sadly had some sort of medical emergency and hit a house, and that's unfortunate. We're not making light of it, but we still put it on our list. I just never got, sure. I didn't see a police report. There was no story on WHIO.com or any of the other media outlets. So I'm not saying it didn't happen. I just don't have any of the details.
I am no help then. I was going to refer to the diamond truck that drove into my sister's house on Dorothy Lane last week.
Oh, wait a second. We talked about that. That was your sister's house?
That was my she bought my parents' house once they passed away like a year and a half ago, but she still owned the house, and one of her adult children and his family are living, you know, renting that house from their mom, my sister.
Yeah.
And just 10 minutes later, because the house sits sort of sideways. So, like when you pull in the driveway, it just sits kind of sideways. So the busy part of the road, Dorothy Lane, that's where two of the three or four bedrooms are.
Right.
And it literally ripped out both the two front bedrooms. And they said if they'd been home 10 minutes later, one of the children would have been doing homework.
Oh, my gosh. Now, do they know, are they able to fix it? Or has it been condemned, or what's the story? Because I know from the stories that I saw on WHIO.com, it's like a kind of a historic building. It's been there for over 100 years.
Correct.
I think it was built in the 1800s, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Yes, that is true. My sister is looking, you know, to have it repaired.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the entire process that takes place,
right?
But I guess it starts with their homeowner's insurance,
sure,
and then flips over to, I don't know if I can say, I already said the company, but
no, everybody knows
the company employee that drove into the house.
Yeah. Did they at least get some coupons for diamonds out of the deal?
No,
that's unfortunate. That is unfortunate.
And my sister said that, you know, reason for everything, but at this point, she just can't figure out God's reason. I said, well, God spoke to me. Are you sure you want to know? You now have your dream fulfilled to be a dancer. You have a lifelong job at a strip club. She's like, oh,
well,
good one.
God,
oh,
does work in mysterious ways, they say. So I hope she enjoys riding the pool, Tracy. All right, well, we got to go. I appreciate your call.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, there you go. That's wow, that's crazy. You know, this is one of the things I love doing about doing the show, is things like this that happen in Dayton. If this show wasn't here, who the heck would you call and talk about with? Right? You wouldn't. There'd be nobody. Nobody. And here we are. Well, the computer's acting funny again.
It's the Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457.
Maybe that should be part of the drinking game. When the computer acts up, take a shot.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Something told me to turn on the radio.
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
If you'd like a pair of tickets to go see the Stray Cats, they're going to be at the Rose Music Center on August 12th. Just be the fifth caller right now at 937-457-1290, and we'll hook you up with those tickets. And as I've mentioned every night this week, no stray cats were harmed in the making of that sounder. Coming up on May 5th at the Victoria Theater, I am going to be moderating an evening with Phil Rosenthal. People are who is that? No, he's actually a cool guy. Phil Rosenthal is the creator and executive producer of the great iconic show Everybody Loves Raymond, but he's also a host of a Netflix series called Somebody Feed Phil. He's a big time foodie, travels the world, meets interesting people, eats interesting food. And he has quite the entertainment history, working with Letterman, knew Johnny Carson, Albert Brooks, Norman Lear, and I'm going to be moderating an evening with him, and we're going to be doing some Q&A with the audience. That's happening May 5th, Victoria Theater. If you want to get tickets for this, you can go to my Facebook page. There's a link there. Or you can always go to DaytonLive.org. You know, we were talking earlier this hour about Jason Kelce saying that he lost his ring in Cincinnati in a giant swimming pool of three-way from Skyline. And I went to all the trouble to try to get audio of it, and I got it, but I forgot to use it. So here is, this is a small clip of somebody trying to search for the ring that was... Yeah. So they didn't find it. They lost that Super Bowl ring.
It's the Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Time.
Can we get the show on the road?
I've been waiting for it all day.
And not a moment too soon.
Listen to talk radio.
This guy, Todd.
Monday through Friday.
5 to 7.
He's weird.
Best thing on the radio.
It's the Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call me now, 937-457-1290.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
I really hate you, Todd. 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 I really hate you, Todd.
And I'm getting really sick of guys named Todd. You know, yeah, it's just a goofy name, okay? Hi, what's your name? Todd. I'm Todd.
It is the Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. The live stream is up and running. You can watch it on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. You know, I didn't talk on the show when it happened about this guy who was arrested up in Troy. They found explosives in his house. They found explosives, I guess, in another location in Dayton. That he either owned or was connected with somehow. I don't know if you heard the story that Ron just did, and I'm not going to delve into it. I will admittedly say that I don't know all the details. But if somebody's making explosives, are they really for defensive purposes? I mean, is he expecting some sort of invasion? And if he was, and he's planting mines, isn't that sort of offensive? You know what I mean? It's a little odd, a little strange. 937-457-1290. We have a Damn It Dog to start the hour off with
the
here.
The Misadventures of Damn It Dog.
Damn It Dog! Well, we all love our dogs, but you know, sometimes they do crazy things. They can be infuriating. They can be embarrassing. But we love them. We love them nonetheless. Sometimes dogs can even be criminal. Criminal dogs. And this story comes to us from a woman by the name of Delise. She's got a TikTok account. And she was talking about something that her dog did recently during a trip to Petco. And I always love talking about dogs, and people always have crazy dog stories, stuff that your dogs have done. And this is quality here. The woman says she and her leashed dog were shopping in the store, and as she was sort of perusing the aisles, perusing the shelves, looking at different dog foods and reading the bag and looking at the ingredients and comparing and costs and the whole deal, she didn't realize or notice that her dog was chomping on some treats that had been placed on the bottom shelf of one of the store aisles. So her dog's just busy chowing down. She's not paying attention. And finally, somebody sees what's going on and says, "Hey, your dog is eating all those treats." Well, of course, she was embarrassed by this and says that she was suddenly felt very uncomfortable because she believed that people who saw that probably thought she didn't care and she was just letting her dog, you know, be nuts and eat stuff right off the shelf, pilfering the treats. And that her dog was some sort of thief. What's more, the woman says that the store clerk, I guess, gave her a certificate of some sort for training sessions. Maybe thinking that the dog was a puppy. You know, puppies sometimes don't know how to behave. Heck, sometimes old dogs don't know how to behave. Let's be honest. But this woman's dog, and it was odd in the story, it doesn't give a name. Let's call it Spot. That Spot was maybe in need of some serious discipline, but Spot was 7. And I guess maybe at that point you know better. But here's the question. What kind of pet store that allows dogs to come in would have treats of any sort on the lowest shelf in an aisle? And I'll be honest with you, I can't remember the last time I went to a pet store. We have dogs, but we generally buy our food online because Luna has a special diet and it's prescription food. And Lily, we buy in bulk. So we just get it delivered. And most of the crazy toys that Lily has, we bought online. So I thought that it was odd that a pet store would have treats of some sort, you know, open treats that the dog could just munch on. I mean, when you go through the grocery line, there's all kinds of candies and gums and all kinds of stuff. It's not open. It's all packaged. But maybe they do. I'm not sure. But the dog was chowing down, and then I guess the woman had to pay for the items that were pilfered by her pooch. But a lot of people commented, yeah, why would they have treats on the bottom shelf of in a dog store? That seems a little crazy. Another person added, I'm his lawyer. If they're not free samples, don't have them on the bottom shelves. But she does say that she will not stand for such behavior from her dog, and unfortunately, he has to do the time for the crime. So my question is, what is that? Is it doggy timeout? I put our doggies in timeout all the time. And why? Because I need the timeout. And it's much easier for me to put them in their playpens than it is for me to climb into the playpen. So the dogs go to the mudroom. Very comfortable. You know, they're not in some sort of mean cage. It's a playpen. They each have their own. And they like it in there. So, but maybe you've got a damn it dog story of your own where your dog just completely embarrassed you. Maybe dog thievery or dog thieves is common. More and more people are taking their dogs into stores and businesses and restaurants and all this.
there's going to be bound to be stories of dogs stealing stuff off of tables or out of carts, that sort of thing. 937-457-1290. We also have a Dumb Ways to Die to talk about.
Dumb ways to die. So many dumb ways to die. Dumb ways to die. So many dumb. So many dumb ways to die.
When we talk about dumb ways to die, as I always mention, we are not mocking these people or making light of their unfortunate demise. We are merely sharing their story of woe as a cautionary tale for you. When you're out and about running around in the wild, if you're not paying attention, death could be waiting for you around any corner. And this has to do with horseplay. Horseplay. And it's come up on the show before. It's been a while. It's been a couple of years since we've had a story like this. 24-year-old man in India died on March 25th of massive intestinal damage after a friend, air quotes, friend, playfully inflated his rectum with a powerful car wash blow dryer. Just let that settle for a second. The friend, an employee at a motorbike service center, had finished washing and drying the vehicle of the victim when the horseplay ensued. Investigators say the dryer's wand was not placed inside the rectum, but close enough that the air pressure caused the man to collapse. I remember we've talked about this before, where, and it's usually two dudes horsing around, horseplay. They're up to shenanigans, and they've got the, you know, the powerful air hose. And they're squirting each other and shooting each other with the air. And then somebody says, oh, wonder what happens if we put it in your butt. And that's what happens. The man collapsed there at the... He collapsed at the car wash and was rushed to the hospital, but doctors were unable to repair his exploded colon. The friend was arrested and is now facing charges of culpable homicide. So I know of at least three stories now that we've done on this show about air hose shenanigans. Let that be a lesson, folks. Let that be a lesson. Ralph in Greenville. What's up, Ralph?
I don't think any dog should be in a store where they sell food. They shake, the hair falls all over the deli. You know what I'm saying?
No, I got you. I think it's weird. I know people love their dogs. I love my dogs. But I just don't think they need to be taken into a grocery store or a restaurant or someplace like that. And I know that that's probably an unpopular opinion with many dog lovers and owners and keepers and whatever. But there's a lot of other places you can take them.
I think if you need a dog to go shop, they find somebody else to do their shopping for them, leave the dog at home.
I guess if they're it's a service animal, that's one thing. But I get you. I get what you're saying, Ralph. I appreciate your call. Yeah, I know that that's not a very popular opinion to have, but I just feel like there are some places the dogs belong and some places they don't. Maybe I'm outdated, but. That's just how I see it.
What am I listening to now?
What is this?
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
It's a radio show. It's entertainment.
Fill it up, punk.
T-O.
Double D.
H.
Oh.
Double L.
S. T. I can remember that.
Locally grown, seriously funny.
I'm puzzled by the whole thing.
On WHIO.
What do we know about this guy, Mr. Hot Stuff?
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
For over 200 years, there have been reports of giant, man-like creatures roaming the vast mountain regions of the Pacific Northwest and Canada. Hundreds of people have encountered these creatures the Indians call Sasquatch. In some remote wilderness where man has never been, these creatures are living in complete solitude.
here on the Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. Tomorrow night on the show, in the 6 o'clock hour, I'm going to have a couple of guests here in the studio with me. Tim DeBusk, he is the paranormal hunter, co-host of the Dark Edge podcast that we do together, where we discuss paranormal things, different topics, ghosts, UFOs, and my favorite topic, Bigfoot. Also, we will have, and really the main reason that Tim's going to be here, is we have a guest coming in named Enrique Couto. And I mentioned this a few days ago. Over the weekend, I got a message from somebody that said, hey, there is a new documentary about Bigfoot in Ohio, and it's on Tubi. And I thought, oh, I gotta check this out. Because I love watching Bigfoot documentaries. And I've said this before, I don't know that there's really a Bigfoot. I'm not sure. I've not really seen any evidence that I think is convincing. I think people have some great stories. I would imagine many people believe what they saw or what they think they saw. But I'm just not so sure. But I'm open-minded enough to accept the possibility that it could be real. But anyway, he's got this documentary on Tubi, Enrique Couto, and he happens to be from Dayton. So I reached out to him and I said, first of all, how can I get a cool name like Enrique Couto? That's a cool name. That's just a cool name. What's your name? Enrique. What's your name? Todd. But I said, can you be on the show? And he's like, yeah, I'd love to come on. So I watched his documentary, did a great job with it. He is a great storyteller. I'm excited to have him on. So tomorrow night, first hour, normal show. Second hour, we'll be talking about paranormal stuff, in particular, Bigfoot. So if you have a story that you'd like to share, maybe an encounter that you had, and it doesn't have to be with just with Sasquatch. It could be UFOs. It could be with ghosts. It could be maybe you went to Scotland and saw Loch Ness Monster, or whatever it is. Or maybe the monster, or the lake monster that people sometimes see over on Eastwood Lake. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, something's been spotted in that lake. Yeah, yeah. I wonder what it is. Maybe somebody will call us tomorrow.
What am I listening to now?
What is this?
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
It's a radio show. It's entertainment.
Fill it up, punk.
T-O.
Double D.
H.
Oh.
Double L.
S. T. I can remember that.
Locally grown, seriously funny.
I'm puzzled by the whole thing.
On WHIO.
And now, with your permission, I'm going to do my stuff.
Could this day get any more fantastic?
Let's get on with it.
It's the Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call me at 457-1290.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Back here on the Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. Live stream is up and running. You can watch it on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. Coming up, we've got some breaking the law stories. And this story... this was an opportunity missed, I think, here in Dayton. I'm not encouraging this, but I just think it's funny. So remember a week ago, last Monday, when we thought the world was coming to an end with the eclipse? Remember that? There's a story in the New York Post, and there's one, I have to be honest, this is maybe a little inside baseball, if you will, but I have a pretty ardent group of followers who watch the live stream, and there's one or two that I could completely see doing this.
And this is why I say it's an opportunity missed. New York Post reports that a news program in Mexico showing a collection of videos of the eclipse last week inadvertently shared video of another kind of eclipse. While an anchor was reading from a list of locations where people could watch the celestial phenomenon, a video clip was shown that revealed a man blocking out the sun with his testes. I'm not sure who was holding the camera, but he did it. A female anchor who was also on the news desk let out a loud gasp as the image flashed across the screen. The male anchor then apologized on air for the fake eclipse clip. Say that fast three times. The station reportedly asked viewers to send in personal eclipse footage, and which in hindsight may not have been a very may have been a very risky idea. A ex-user named Revolver took gleeful responsibility for the joke. Now talk about burning your eyes out. What? Yeah, Ian, I'm talking to you.
So I'm kind of confused because, like, if they asked for people to send stuff into the station, why wouldn't, like, the people who are going over the footage go over it first before sending it out on
air? That's right. Why didn't they look? They didn't look close enough. They would have seen there were two moons eclipsing the sun, not one. That should have been an easy giveaway.
Yeah.
But apparently it wasn't. Now, the other question, Ian, you're asking about the monster in Eastwood Lake.
Yeah, because you talked about it earlier, and I was like, oh, my God, my mom kayaks in the Eastwood Lake all day.
Yeah. So there's no monster in Eastwood Lake. Let me just put that out there.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Somebody commented on the live stream that it was actually a 78 Chevette bobbing up and down. That was probably – and I'd like to know how many cars are in the bottom of Eastwood Lake. You know there's got to be cars in there.
Really?
Oh, sure.
Wow.
Oh, sure. You can drive right into the water there. No, I mean, you can, because people have, you know, backed boats in there and that sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, at some point, somebody ditched a stolen car in there. 100%.
I guess that's true.
Yeah. But I always had this dream as a prank, as a stunt, as a radio gag of trying to come up with some sort of flotation device that looked like a sea monster, like Loch Ness or, you know, Champ up in Lake Champlain or wherever the heck it is. And just have this thing sort of floating around Eastwood Lake, and people would be like, oh my gosh, you see the...
Yeah.
Yeah, but I've not done that. I got other stuff going on. All right, we got some breaking the law news here. Breaking the law. We got three high quality breaking the law stories, and these are all three women are responsible. So we got three of them. We got the first one has to do with a mom leaving her kids to go on a cruise. That's good. Then we have a Brazilian woman who tried to pull a weekend at Bernie's with her dead uncle. And then we have an Indiana woman who called 911 about poor quality meth. So I'm not sure which one we would do. I'd spin the wheel, but as I mentioned at the top of the show, the computer that holds all my sound effects is acting funky. So I had to just pull whatever I absolutely needed for the show tonight, and I didn't pull the spinning wheel. So we'll just have to improvise here. Let's go with the one from Indiana, since it's close. I always like to start with the local or the more local stories and then sort of expand as we go. Indiana woman is facing narcotics charges after she called 911 to report an inferior batch of methamphetamine that she said she wanted to file charges against her drug dealer. Cops say the 34-year-old woman twice made calls to the police emergency number, which prompted an officer to visit her residence just to ensure that everyone was okay. Police captain says during the conversation, the woman declared that her meth was, quote, not what it was supposed to be. She explained that the drug left her feeling as if she was going to have a heart attack. I've never used meth, have no intention to try it. I would imagine, though, that anything like that could make you feel like you're having a heart attack. I'm not sure. She admitted to the police to having snorted a line of the meth and felt something different when it touched her skin and nostrils. Who knows what's in it? I mean, that's the thing, is they put all kinds of crap in there. The woman told cops that she and a friend had smoked a bowl of normal meth. The run-of-the-mill meth. Before she subsequently obtained the lower quality meth that led to her call to 911. She also asked cops if they would test the substance for quality. I don't know if her name was Methany. I'm not sure. Cops say she made the mistake of handing over the meth that she wanted tested. So not only did she say, hey, will you test it? She then handed them the evidence. And turns out, yes, they field tested the baggie and it was meth. Now she's facing six felony charges that carries a maximum of 30 months in prison. So quality, breaking the law story there. The next one, let's go to Texas. A Texas mom was arrested after police allegedly, after police say she allegedly left her children at home alone to take a cruise. So, you know, many parents have left their kids behind when they've gone on vacation, right? I mean, I remember my parents, granted, they left us with grandma and grandpa, but they went to Hawaii and they left me and my sister behind. Well, this 29-year-old mom left her 8-year-old son and 6-year-old daughter home alone in their Houston apartment while she went on a cruise. You know there's got to be a boyfriend involved. Saying, come on, they'll be fine. Let's go, baby. Houston deputies made a wellness check following a call to 911 by concerned neighbors. A witness told deputies that neighbors believed the children were left on their own and in serious danger. Residents had not seen the mother or had seen the mother leaving with bags and luggage, but did not see her come back. When deputies entered the apartment, it was in complete disarray, had trash and leftover food all over the unit. Smelled like pee. Deputies also say they found a camera in the apartment that the mother had apparently been using to watch and talk to her kids while she was on her trip. Man, what is going on? The 8-year-old also had a phone that he could use to text mom. Mom, where's the trick cereal? Deputies were able to reach the mom, but say that she wasn't cooperating and was switching up her story on her whereabouts. Children Protective Services, of course, came in. The children were reported to be in good health, and they were released to the care of their aunt. So I'm sure there was a boyfriend involved saying, let's just go. It'll be fine. The kids will be great. It's fine. And then I posted this story the other day on my Facebook page. We had a story maybe a month or so ago, you might recall. Two women in Ohio took a dead guy through a bank drive-thru to try to withdraw money. And apparently they'd gone through before with this guy when he was alive, and the teller would let him have money as long as the guy was in the car. Well, that's why they went back. But anyway, they got busted for trying to bring a dead guy to the bank to get a withdrawal. A Brazilian woman tried to pull a weekend at Bernie's with her dead uncle, wheeling his body into a local bank and trying to take out a loan in his name. At least the Ohio women kept the dude in the car.
That's sly, right? You'd like, oh, did you see him? And, oh, he's fine. We'll give you the money, whatever. She wheeled him into the bank. The woman was caught, of course, on camera. She appeared to have a corpse with her as she attempted to secure some financing about a $3,400 loan. In the video, she tries to force the man, the dead man, to sign paperwork with his limp hand. She's seen talking to her dead uncle at various points, asking him if he can hear her and if he's listening. Instructing him to sign, even though he's clearly not talking back. The woman also attempted to hold his head straight as it constantly tilts and falls back. Well, that's what happens. Employees at the bank were not convinced that the dead uncle was in fact alive. So they called the cops, who came and arrested the woman. Authorities say the man had been dead for several hours before being wheeled into the bank. She's now facing charges, including theft through fraud, embezzlement, and, well, abuse of a corpse. So there you go. Those are three quality breaking the law stories. Love them.
It's the Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
And Tom. Tom, what were you again?
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
The dopest rapper in the bridge.
I'm a rapper.
Oh, you're a rapper. Oh, okay.
The hottest new rap star?
Your rapping the other day was seriously amazing. Like, for sure.
There's your rapper.
I ain't making no money rapping.
Play some rap music.
That's my thing. I rap.
Could you rap about a cheese sandwich?
Back here on the Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. It's been a while since we did our Rapper Watch feature. From time to time, I like to give you the latest on what's going on in the rap world. We have some rap news to share. Rapper Glorilla. Do you know who Glorilla is? Do you really? Ian, you know who Glorilla is? Well, turn on the mic. Can't read your mind.
Yeah.
So you know Glorilla.
Oh, yeah. I'm not like a huge fan of her myself, but I have a few people that do listen, especially people at my other job.
Okay.
They like Glorilla.
They like Glorilla.
Sure. For sure.
She's a 24-year-old rapper from Memphis. She was arrested early Tuesday for DUI in Atlanta. Glorilla, whose real name is Gloria Hallelujah Woods. I would have gone with that as my rap name. I like that better than Glorilla. Gloria Hallelujah Woods was arrested for DUI, and she had an open container, and she smelled like the weed. She rose to national fame in 2022 with her big hit, FNF, Let's Go. By the way, FNF doesn't stand for Friday Night Funkin'. It doesn't. It stands for something else. Anyway, there's the show. There's your rap news. Go Glorilla! I will be back tomorrow just after 5 o'clock. Don't forget, we're going to have a special guest on during the 6 o'clock hour talking about Bigfoot. I can't wait. You can get the podcast at eveningedgetodd.com and all your favorite platforms, wherever you find podcasts. Have a terrific Thursday night, and I'll talk to you tomorrow here on the Evening Edge.
Well, show's over, folks. Thanks for coming.
Good show, old man.
Bravo. That was wonderful.
Game over, man.
Peace out.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.